Golf. Lady Beaver golf team wrapped up their season on Monday in a very tough 3A regional, 3-2-1A regional at Larned. And we got a couple of the upper half of the season, or a couple of varsity members joining me here this evening, starting off with Hannah Farrow. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you. Well, Monday, it unfortunately came to an end, but, nice. I think it was a nice day overall for golf on Monday. If I remember, it's only 48 hours ago. But anyways, how'd you feel like that your game was on Monday?
Monday was the best I've played in probably, well, this season for sure, but the ending of last season, that was the best I've played.
All right. And, you know, it's a new course for you guys. What was that course like for you?
It took some getting used to. When we practiced it the first time, we figured out that the greens were very fast. But other than that, it was kind of a straight course, not many hills. It wasn't that bad.
Was it a nine-hole course?
Yes, it was.
Okay, so yeah, you got to repeat it twice. So, you know, when you play those nine-hole courses, what's probably the mindset that you have when you're going through it the second time around?
Well, I try to just remember how I played the first time around, and I don't know. There really, it's just kind of what you're thinking is, you know, I've played this once, so I know what I'm doing. I know what I need to fix, and you try to do the best you can.
All right, and you know, season. What's been your favorite course?
Oh, I don't know. I'm a fan of Goodlands Course.
Okay.
There are a lot of hills, but I think it's a very nice course.
What are some things you want to do to improve for next year?
I don't know. I think practicing more in the off season. I don't really know.
I'm just trying to prepare you for your final interview with your coach, you know.
Oh, yeah. You know, but definitely practicing in the off season. Just working on maybe not my overall game, but the things that I really need to work on, that's going to be a big one.
All right. But I'm glad that things were good for you this year, Hannah. And thanks again for joining me. Appreciate you being on, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Junior Hannah Farrow. And we'll talk now with Shelby Listenby, the senior, who kind of wrapped up her high school golfing career on Monday. And it's got to be weird, doesn't it?
Yeah. Reality really set in on my last four holes. And honestly, my game went downhill, but I just played like I know how to play. But yeah, it tough reality, honestly.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you were pretty close to qualifying, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
How'd you feel like overall you did on Monday?
So my front nine, I think I played really well. And then we had to stop for lunch, and then we had to wait, and my mojo kind of went down. And I didn't really pick myself up. So, I mean, it was kind of 50-50, yeah. To be honest.
Must have not been a very good lunch then.
No. I had a PB&J, and it wasn't yummy.
Was it on wheat?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah. So, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that can be tough. PB&Js, those are good sandwiches. They got to be done right.
Yeah, and mine was soggy.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That's rough, but
yeah.
And how'd you feel like that the course laid out for you though at Larned?
I didn't find it too challenging other than the greens. They were really small, really fast, but I kind of adjusted to them, and then like I said, we had to wait, and then I just kind of lost it, but I really didn't think it was too challenging, honestly.
What do you have to do when you hit a green that's that fast?
You gotta like bump and run. If you land it, it'll roll. It'll release, and you just gotta adjust to that green. And it was kind of challenging.
All right. Well, as you kind of reflect back on your career, what's been your favorite course and your favorite memory?
I want to say my favorite course was either probably Lakin or Larned, just because they were really nice, really flat. And then a favorite memory was probably last week at practice. We had our Mr. Beyer, Mr. Dirks, and Coach Hayes, we all played a scramble, and that was really fun. Fun way to end the season.
And your team won, right?
Yeah, we did.
Of course. We wouldn't have it any other way.
No doubt.
And the official judge was Coach Leitner, huh?
Yeah, but she wasn't there.
Oh, she wasn't. Okay. Well, Shelby, thanks again for all the interviews and stuff, and congratulations on a good career, and have fun whatever you're going to be doing this winter and spring.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, Senior Shelby Lissenby joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware, and yeah, we get to invite Coach Michelle Leitner onto the show here. We got to have her on here.
Every week.
Every week.
You're going to miss me while I'm gone.
I know, right? How's things going?
Oh, you know what? It's all right.
Yeah.
I think the girls have went out and practiced more that the season's been over than they did when they was on.
It was funny. I saw a couple of your players after school today, and they're like, yeah, we're getting ready to go out and golf. I'm like, really? All right.
Couldn't get them out there.
I know. Of course, right? But no, that's good. That's a testament to how much fun they had and wanting to get better and improve for next year.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope they take it a little serious this summer and get some holds in.
And Monday, a pretty tough regional there at Larned, and but a good course to play from what it sounded like. And you knew it was going to be a tough one with a lot of the league schools there that you've already faced this year. And but I think you had to be pretty happy of your team showing on Monday.
Oh, I was. You know, we were once again close. Shelby was two girls out, and Hannah was three, and almost made a good memory for Shelby there.
Yeah.
But they came out and they played well. Hannah, like she told you, that was the best she's golfed all season. So again, and you know, they came out and they did their best, and that's all I could ask for.
Absolutely, and sometimes I like saving the best for last. That you can't ask for anything better.
That's right. They might as well have a memory of that.
Yeah. But no, I mean, just being in contention there once again, really to get some golfers to state, you know, you just never know how a day is going to go there. But I think to even be in those positions, that's something you can't ever take for granted.
Nope, you can't. And I think the girls know that. And I even had Lexi talk the night before about, like, what do we have to do to get state? Like, what do we have to shoot? And then she would not shut up about it, to be honest.
You just got the ball rolling, got him excited.
Yeah, I guess all it took was one night in Larned, not the hospital, but, you know.
Yes. All right, that's a new one. That's a first. No, but anyways, you know, the season goes so fast, and you only have really 8 weeks of the season before state.
Yeah.
How far do you think this team came along this year with a lot of newcomers stepping into varsity, especially?
Oh, my gosh. I think they did great. They all performed well, and they took it. You know, they took what they got. Like, whatever we gave them, they just took and went in there with a good attitude. So
I think, and, you know, there can be a lot of positives as well to take away from this year as well. And just one senior, if I'm not mistaken?
Two.
I'm sorry.
You forgot about Jonna.
Oh, I'm sorry about Jonna. How can we forget about Jonna?
Nobody can forget about Jonna.
But a rookie golfer. So.
Yep.
But you lose a couple of seniors. You hopefully have a great nucleus coming back next year. With your non-seniors that went to regionals, did you see them really be motivated to see what they need to do to take it to the next level to get to state?
Yeah, I did. And we talked about it on the ride home and had some good conversations about what needs to be done to improve.
I think that's got to be exciting more than anything as a coach.
Yeah, when they start talking already about what can I do to improve, like, you, what can you do?
Yeah. And you wrapped up your fourth season as a head coach?
I think so. Right. Yeah, because I started when Shelby was a freshman.
That's right. And she didn't run you off, so.
No, she didn't.
No, so that's cool. But no, a fun group. And you guys continue to build us some pretty good numbers, too, as well. And some depth there to go to not only varsity, but also have a JV team.
Yeah, that, and I think that was one of my favorites this year, is that how many tournaments everybody got to play.
Yeah.
That was great.
It was pretty much a full season for everybody, if I'm not mistaken.
I think most everybody win at least five.
That's cool. But, you know, it's been a fun season. I know, unfortunately, you didn't get anybody to stay, but a lot of good things to look ahead and look back on this year, Coach. And he got to come back on the show one final time.
Yes. I mean, do you want me to go, like, crash state so I can come back next week and tell you about my arrest?
Oh.
As I crash date, you know.
We could have, like, Dateline here or something like that. No, I'm kidding.
No, not
or,
like that.
You know, yeah, no. talk about, yeah, court TV, you name it.
Yeah, cops.
Or court radio.
Cops. More like cops, yeah.
Cops, okay. All right. Well, Coach, thank you for the time all season long. It's been great talking to your players as well. And enjoy your time here.
All right. Thank you.